Hey, One Up Church Life Together group. Here's your little quick sermon summary to kind of get you started on your discussion time. So Sunday, we got back to the book of Romans, and we're entering into a new section. The larger section is Romans 6 to 8, which introduces this thing called sanctification, which is a word that simply means how God makes us more like Jesus. And but before we kind of jumped into that topic, as we go into the first part of Romans chapter 6, Paul asks a really good question. If it's really true what he's been saying in Romans 1 to 5, that there's absolutely nothing that we can do to earn our salvation, why not just live however we want then? And Paul, in the first part of Romans 6, he answers that question, and in the course of doing so, he gives us some keys on how transformation really happens, how spiritual growth happens, how we become more like Jesus. And the three keys are these. Number one, you got to understand what salvation really is. That's not just having our sins forgiven so we can go to heaven when we die. It's being set free from the tyranny of sin. It's being set free from a kind of slavery. Because here's the deal. As human beings, we're created to be dependent on something. And if it's not God, it's going to be something else. And so what sin really is us taking, usually it's taking a good thing and making it the ultimate thing. And when we do that thing that we've made the ultimate thing in our life becomes our God. We become enslaved to that thing. And so what God has done for us through Jesus, through the cross, he set us free from that slavery to sin. And the rest of our lives, our Christian lives, is kind of growing in that freedom, which is a freedom in which now God is again our master. I mean, no one's absolutely free. Only God is absolutely free. You are dependent on something. If it's not God, it's going to be something else. So that's really the key point that we really need to grasp. The other two go together. Number two, really got to grasp the incredible depth of what our union with Christ means. We've been baptized into Christ, means whatever happens to Jesus happens to us. We are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus. He looks at us and he doesn't see our sin. He sees every good thing Jesus ever did. It's as if we did it ourselves. And so now, as sons and daughters of God, number three is we just need to learn to live out of that new identity. And that's easier said than done. That's really what the rest of these next 5-6 weeks in this section is going to be about, how to do that. But it's a process. It's a long process, and sometimes it can be a painful process because when we looked at the little example, I mean, in the Civil War, after the black slaves were freed, some of the older ones, it was hard for them to get into their brain that they were really free and to live out that new identity. And so the same is true for us. We've been enslaved to sin so long that we need to unlearn some things, and we need to learn to live out our new identity that we've been given to us through Jesus, what Jesus has done for us. Because sanctification is it's a gift of grace, just like justification is. It's all by grace through faith. Jesus is the one that does it, and we yield to him. And there's some things we can do to allow him to do that work in our lives, and that's what we're going to be looking at in these coming weeks. All right. Hey, have a great discussion around this.